How to Invite Prayer, Scripture, and Spiritual Reflection with Consent in Ministry Genogram Conversations. Prayer, Scripture, and Spiritual Reflection are central, but they should be offered with consent and wisdom. Consent does not weaken Christian ministry. It strengthens trust. When a person is talking about family history, spiritual formation, church wounds, legalism, fear, shame, or spiritual hunger, the leader should not assume the person is ready for prayer or scripture in that moment. A simple question can protect dignity. Would you like to pray about this? Another helpful question is, would it be okay if I shared a scripture that speaks to God's compassion? Or would quiet reflection be better right now? These questions remind the person that spiritual care is not being forced upon them. Prayer should be gentle and faithful. It should not announce conclusions the person has not discerned. It should not pressure reconciliation. It should not expose private details. It should not sound like a sermon disguised as prayer. A wise prayer might sound like this: Lord, thank you for seeing your servant with truth and mercy. Help them receive what was good, grieve what was painful, release what should not be carried forward, and discern one faithful next step in your grace. Amen. Scripture should also be offered with care. If a person has experienced fear-based religion, begin with passages that reveal God's compassion, Christ's gentleness, the Spirit's comfort, and the Father's mercy. Let Scripture speak truth without using it as a weapon. Spiritual reflection can include questions such as, what did your family story teach you about God? What did your church experience teach you about grace? Where did you see sincere faith? Where did spiritual language become pressure? What scripture has comforted you? What spiritual practice might help you reconnect with God in a healthy way? These questions help the person discern both spiritual inheritance and spiritual wounds. A ministry leader should also know when more support is needed. If the person describes abuse, spiritual manipulation, severe distress, suicidal thoughts, danger, or deep trauma, referral and safety protocols matter. Prayer is not a substitute for appropriate help. The goal is not to force a spiritual moment. The goal is faithful presence. When prayer, scripture, and reflection are offered with consent, they can become gifts of grace. A person may begin to see that God is better than the distorted image they received, closer than they feared, and more merciful than their family story taught them to expect.